Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. As a son born to Ghanaian parents, Richard Essayow knew firsthand how a foreigner from another country struggled to assimilate into the current country they had returned to. This was not only experienced in his own life as he returned from Ghana in West Africa in 1993 to America after being initially born in Arlington, Virginia, April 6th of 1986, but also he often saw similar struggles from family members from Ghana who would often experience the struggles of culture shock, language barriers, and the overall struggles of adapting to living in another country. Ever since he became a Christ follower in 2005, Richard now had to learn to live in this world as a Christ follower with a biblical worldview without assimilating to, approving of its standards, ideologies, and lifestyles. However, Richard says, when we scan the overall forecast and spiritual temperature of this world, or more specifically of American Christianity, there's an obvious lack of uniqueness or difference in how we have been responding to hot-button issues of our days, such as pandemics and racial injustices. Consequently, the family of Christ is at an all-time split that even the watching world has observed. Richard's book, The We They Are Not of This World, is a plea to Christ followers to uniquely and credibly live out the faith in unity during our temporary stay here on earth. Richard is an African-American who was a Christ follower, second oldest of three siblings, a graduate of Capital Seminary in Greenbelt, Maryland, a second master's degree in communications from Grand Canyon University, lives in Gerald, Texas with his wife, two daughters, and son. Richard Essayow, author of They Are Not of This World, is our guest on This Week in America. Richard, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here, Mr. Rick. Thank you so much just to give me this precious time to be able to talk with you. Thank you so much.
It's a very important topic that you deal with, and we'll touch the surface during the course of our conversation, encourage you to get information on the book. What inspired you to write this book?
Yeah, just, for one, I just wanted a reminder to those who name the name of Christ or be reminded that, you know, that we're ultimately not home, you know, that we have a home to eventually look forward to experience, to enjoy, and that consequently that would also give us hope. And I'll also invite those who are do not know Christ to come to a saving relationship with him. So therefore you will one day also be able to experience that home that he's promised us, that he's currently building for 2,000 years or so. And then as a result, just to remind us to how we are to conduct ourselves in a way that reflects him and his standards and his kingdom and his citizenship in a way that's uniquely different than what we're seeing from today, in a way that makes Christianity credible as well, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. It makes perfect sense. And Richard's book is very simple. They Are Not of This World, Essayow, that's E-S-S-I-A-W. You'll find the book at Amazon, ChristianFaithPublishing.com, in the book section there. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned it briefly there. You touch on it in the introduction to the book. Why now? Why do you think the timing is right and why this book is so necessary now?
Yes, I would actually always flip it, you know, why not now? You know, I mean, considering fractious times that we are in, I mean, I think everybody would agree that these are very unprecedented times on all facets. And especially for us who are Christ followers, even we are as divided and split within our tribal camps, you know, wherever they may be today. And so just it's like a house call to the family to just come together, you know, let's talk together. And that's what I'm hoping. If anything else, chapter 3 and 4 would help people to be able to, you know, to go towards that direction.
The book is They Are Not of This World. You find the book at the usual places, ChristianFaithPublishing.com/books. You'll find it there, of course, Amazon. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Richard, what are you hoping is the outcome of people reading this book, the takeaway? You've touched on some very important elements there briefly. What do you hope the takeaway is when they read this? Maybe dial the temperature down a little bit and have conversations, thoughtful conversations.
Yes, sir. And I think the word conversations, one that you alluded to, was that I'm hoping that this book would spark conversations around some, you know, polarizing topics, but in a way that maybe give an alternative paradigm shift to approach on some of these topics, mainly in chapter one and two, acknowledging that we may not, I mean, people may not necessarily agree to my conclusion per se, but at least, you know, agree to a goal, to how we can approach it, you know. But primarily, first and foremost, that, again, just challenge those who name the name of Christ to uniquely live out what we're supposed to be in a way that's credible to the outside world that's watching. But then secondly, would cause, as a result, those who do know name the name of Christ to grow, as the word says, from milk to meat, you know, and yes, do it together in unity. Because again, right now there's a lot of dissension and disunity, and so to do that in unity. But then also, thirdly, just kind of really invite those who do not know Christ to know Christ and to be able to experience the hope that he's promised and the eventual heaven and eventual home to come, if that makes sense.
Richard Essayow is our guest. If you're Googling that, that's Essayow. The book is They Are Not of This World. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Richard, an excellent job you've done with this book in presenting your thoughts in a very mature way. And again, dialing down the temperature and getting us all asking questions of ourselves and thinking and going through this process. Is this your first published book?
Yes, it is. It's my first professionally published book. Yes, sir.
What's it been like working with a professional publisher? It's one thing to think I'm going to write a book someday. Then you sit down and you think, okay, I'm going to start this book. And now you've got the business of writing this book. You not only have to write it, you have to get it published. You have to do marketing, all of that. What's this experience been like for you in getting to the market with They Are Not of This World?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great journey. It's taught me a lot of patience, and still is, because right now we're doing a lot of the marketing promotion of it. And so it's been a lot of patience, because for me, I'm like, okay, come on, let's hurry up and get it out. Let's get in, you know, but no, just like any fine-tuned, you know, meal, you want to make sure it's cooked to its right temperature, it's cooked fully. And so that way, when it's delivered, it can be enjoyed and benefited from others. And so that's what, for me, it's taught me a lot of patience in this whole process, but it's been a great joy. I mean, Christian Faith Publishing, they've been fantastic. I'll recommend them to anybody. They've been very patient with me, especially with my work schedules, and just be able to work things out. So it's been a great journey.
And you'll find Richard's book there, ChristianFaithPublishing.com, in the book section, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How do you measure success of this book? What would this take for you to be to consider this book successful?
Yeah, yes, sir. You know, of course, we measure success in many ways. But from the worldview that I come from as a believer, Bible-believing Christian, is that success, you know, ultimately is measured by his standards, it says Christ's standards. And one of the ways that he wants is that people will come to know him, and to grow in him and walk in and with him. And so even if it's one person, you know, that's impacted by this book, by causing more, you know, unity amongst the faith, you know, and also just more compassion and empathy on certain topics and certain issues towards other opposing, you know, views or et cetera. You know, if it causes that change in that person, then even if it's one person, hey, that is exactly the point. You know, of course, I'd hope more people get it, because ultimately I use this as a springboard for people to be able to have the discussion, the dialogue about Christ and his kingdom and his eventual home that he's going to establish. So if the discussion, the thought and the actions are to reflect him, then that is the ultimate goal. I'm for that. The rest is just, you know, it's just a topping on the cake.
Who are some of your favorite authors, writers, maybe someone who impressed you?
Yes, sir. Esau McCulley, that's one gentleman. Mark Hitchcock. And then also, I would say also Lee Strobel. That's another guy. And then Shylin. Shylin is also a music artist who has also impacted musically and also in writing as well.
Our guest on the program is Richard Essayow. That's Essayow. The book is available, They Are Not of This World, wherever books are sold. Talked about some of the writers, the people who made an impression on you. I want to talk about the title, They Are Not of This World. It's always difficult when you start thinking, okay, I need now to come up with a title, something that's going to grab people's attention and do it quickly. What's the meaning of the title, its significance?
Yes, so the title itself is from two verses in John 17, the book of John, John 17, verse 14 and verse 16. And the significance of that title, for one, I just wanted a title that is just very basic and straight from the Bible. You know,
yes.
I'm not very creative in essence, but yeah. But the significance of that is that it should remind, you know, because, you know, as you know, we always talk about amnesia. So as Christians, sometimes we can tend to have spiritual amnesia as well, that we can forget our ultimate location, our ultimate home, or the ultimate goal. And so that title reminds us that, you know, and unfortunately, maybe by the news and things that we experience, painfully remind us that we're not home. And we all know what it means when you're home, you're comforted, you're excited, you're happy, you're at peace. And to be opposite of that comes a lot of things. And so just to remind us Christians that, you know, each passing day, we're not at home, that as a result, though, there is a responsibility to conduct ourselves in a way that's supposed to reflect, you know, our future and ultimate home that is to come.
What's next for you? Are you working on another book? You mentioned this is the first published book that's doing exceptionally well and touching a lot of people in a thoughtful way. What are you working on now?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am currently thinking about, you know, maybe writing something, another book down the line. And so for right now, just trying to make sure I just kind of promote this book as much as I can. And just try to also be that faithful, responsible father and husband to my wife and family member and coworker, because I, of course, I work as well. And just to be a good American citizen, you know, to this country and serve in many ways, if that makes sense. Just try to be that everyday person that's good for the community, good for home, and, of course, faithful and promoting Christ and his kingdom.
You refer to this book in the beginning as spiritual food. What is the best way to use this book? Is this something that you recommend we sit down and read, but like straight through? We do it in chapters, maybe go back and refer to various parts of the book after we've, maybe the second or third time we go back and remember something that you wrote about that is touching our lives and we need to go back. What's the best way to read They Are Not of This World?
I would say the best way would be like, you know, an enjoyable food, and that, just sticking with that metaphor, that, you know, an enjoyable food is not one that's rushed. It's enjoyable food is one that you take your time eating it and just enjoying it, the taste buds. And of course, I can't speak to that because, unfortunately for me, my wife would attest and others would attest, I swallow down my food. I enjoy it, but probably not to the extent that if I took my time and actually ate the food.
Yes.
And so with that, the point in saying that is that I would definitely recommend the approach in this book is by taking the time to read it, not a straight trying to rush. It's not a long book, but that's intentionally by design. I didn't want anything too long. And also the second part of the book has a very devotional section that's purpose to be doing every day. You know what I mean? You're taking your time reading each chapter, each section of that book. So, and even the first part of the book, just taking your time to go over it, you know, no need to rush, you know, and just to be able to enjoy it, just to be able to digest and really think about the things that are being discussed and said and pray about it and reflect on it and just dialogue about it and et cetera. I even have a section in the back where there's some interactive questions a little bit that, you know, in groups, maybe if you want to talk about it, you know, and again, just to invite that unity, invite a conversation like you and I are having instead of what we, the opposites of that.
fact, I know a number of people that have picked up several copies. Do they have one for themselves and one that they can pass out to family members or friends to get them thinking as well? An excellent addition to a home library where you can go back with a family and go through it or use as a personal reference. The book is They Are Not of This World. Richard Essayow is our guest and the author. That's Essayow. In the preface of the book, you say this is sort of a housekeeping issue, but there are polarizing topics that you wish you did not have to discuss. How difficult was it in the beginning to really start this and pointing out some of the issues of conflict out there that we all need to address before we can resolve them?
Yes, absolutely. It was a very, like I said, I wish I didn't have to write about the topics, but at that time, and even to some degree, there's some lingering polarizing topics that have been at the center of a lot of fractious relationships and polarizing relationships. But with that said, if we want unity, the way to get to unity, you know, you don't ignore the issue. You don't just jump around it and act like it's not an issue. We have to tackle the issue. But of course, there's a way to tackle the issue, and there's maybe some paradigm shifts that maybe we can think about that can help us come to that issue. And so, yes, it was very, very difficult, as any, you know, confrontational issue is. But again, we don't have to approach it in a way that's polarizing, like the way the world has been doing it. You know, for us, you know, Christ even says that the world would know that we belong to him by how the way we love one another, you know. So it's supposed to play a very impactful example and also evangelistic way for others to really see, hey, this Christ is to be seriously considered, because his people are approaching these issues differently than the way maybe the world is doing, you know. But so when that's not happening, the world is going to act and think, you know, then there's nothing really unique about the Christianity that we are proclaiming and that we're inviting others to be. So yeah, it's a long way of saying that it was very, very, very uncomfortable, very, very tough, but very, very needed and very necessary.
Well, very necessary, and you do that so well. And you jump in, chapter one, Human Emergency, How to Display Christlikeness During a Global Pandemic. If there ever was an issue, an international issue that impacted all of us, give me just a couple minutes left here, but some of your thoughts on that and how we handled that. Some people probably could have handled it better. It became a source of great confrontation as people were dying. They were bringing in refrigeration trucks because the hospitals and the morgues couldn't handle them anymore. What were your thoughts as we were going through that and being able to look at it from a Christ-like perspective?
Yes, I mean, my thoughts during all of that is, I mean, like everybody else, just a very, very tough time. For the world, internationally, personally, you know, it's just, I mean, especially for me, I work in healthcare, so I was frontline in terms of seeing the direct impact of how it's affecting people, and then so for me, I'm sitting back as a Christian, like, you know, like, man, Lord, like, what are you doing through this? Like, what, like, how is this happening, you know? And how am I to respond first? You know, that has to start with me first before I start pointing out to others. How do you want me to respond in this in a way that's beneficial for the other person? You know, and that's why I can see that I'm candid that, you know, my conclusion to how, you know, approach that issue may not necessarily be agreed, but I'm hoping that maybe there could be a paradigm shift in terms of an alternative a thought in a way to, hey, how we can approach issues of pandemic, how do we, you know, we can conduct ourselves, especially in a way that doesn't affect people very health, you know, because as you mentioned, it became a very political issue. Yes. And it still is. And it didn't have to, unfortunately, when millions were dying, you know, and so I didn't want to, for me, I don't like to get into politics, you know, I didn't want to politicize the issue as well. I wanted to kind of approach it from, you know, just from a different alternative, if that makes sense.
Well, it does make sense. And it's not from a liberal, conservative, Republican, Democratic point of view. It's from a Christ-like point of view, and something that maybe we need to tap on the brakes here a little bit and look at it from a different perspective. I take another minute or so here, one of the chapters, to talk about the compassionate and urgent care for unity within the family of Christ. And we see, at least I do, this politicization entering the field of religion as well, and you have one religion sniping at another religion. How difficult is that to see? In essence, we're losing sight of the big picture as you keep talking about.
Yes. Yeah, it's very difficult too, because, I mean, you know, I always tell people I don't like to argue people into the kingdom. You know, that's not the goal. And that, you know, we always, no matter what, every person is made in the image of God. That means they inherently have value and dignity that's to be respected. And so that immediately should, you know, kind of, you know, pump the brakes on how we approach other people from even different religions and different perspectives that, sure, I may not agree with, may not hold to, but I can always still respect and appreciate and still serve them in a Christ-like way, as the way he did, you know, when he came. And so obviously to see a lot of things being done in the name of religion that's obviously very violent, whether it be by military force or obviously with our own tongue and our actions, it's heartbreaking. You know, it's sad and it's disgusting. Obviously, there's no place for it, for that matter, especially if you name the name of Christ.
Well, you've done an excellent job in the presentation of all those thoughts and very important, relevant topics in the book. They Are Not of This World, Richard Essayow, that's Essayow. Book available from the publisher ChristianFaithPublishing.com/books in the bookstore. You'll find it there. Of course, Amazon as well. They mentioned doing marketing. I want to thank KingPagesPress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. Richard, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on a successful initial book. I think you're going to be shaping the lives of many people for a long time to come in reading this. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Mr. Rick. Been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure. Richard Essayow, that's Essayow. The book is They Are Not of This World, the book available wherever books are sold. Send you to the publisher, ChristianFaithPublishing.com, in their book section. And, of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.